गुरुवै गौरचन्द्राय वंशाय ददाले कृष्णाय कृष्णवत्तरे दुर्वत्ते नमः.
October 3rd. Translation of Bengali.
Pujya Pachi Maharaj is talking about the appearance of Sri Krishna at Mathura Mandap. So, over there, the earth burdened by the weight of so many asuras, the earth planet approached Lord Brahma for relief. So Lord Brahma, headed by all the demigods, went to Prapanchik Vaikuntha and offered prayers to the feet of Kiridaksai Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, a voice came to the heart of Lord Brahma. Soon my Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, he will appear here in Mathura Mandal. Therefore all you devas should take birth here in the Yadu Vamsa, in the Yadu dynasty, to assist the pastimes of Sri Krishna. So, you know everything already. The six sons of Devaki were killed by Kamsa Maharaj. The seventh son in Bhagavatam describes to be a miscarriage, but that was actually Sankarsan Ram transferring himself to the womb of Rohini in Vrindavan. And finally came the appearance of the eighth son of Devaki, Krishna himself. 10 months he stayed in the womb of Devaki, and there he appeared in the prison house of Kamsa Maharaj. All the demigods came to that place today and were offering prayers to Krishna in the womb. Satya, Vratam, Satya, Paramchi, Satyam. They offered many, many prayers. So when the time came for the appearance of Sri Krishna, he appeared in a four-armed form. On his head he had helmet, a nice Vajanti mala of lotuses around his neck. On his body he was wearing many armlets, bracelets. He was covered by Pitambara. On his feet he had Nupur. He appeared as a 16-year-old youth, ever fresh, more attractive than millions of cupids, with a very, very dark complexion. In that four-armed form he held Sankachakra Gadapadma, lotus, Sudarshan disc, conch shell and club. That time, very interesting thing. In Dwarka there is the complete predominance of the mood of opulence, and the mood of sweetness is quite covered in Dwarka. But here in Mathura, the mood of sweetness and the mood of opulence is 50-50, in equal proportion. Therefore the prayers of Devaki and Vasudev reflect that. They prayed many things. You are the Supreme Purusham Prakatiparam. You are the Supreme Lord who is beyond material nature. Out of your mercy you have appeared here. They offered many, many prayers. But then alongside the prayers of opulence, they said, but we are also afraid because Kamsa has killed the six previous sons. Therefore, if you stay here, it's very dangerous for you. We are afraid like this. So their prayers reflect the mood of opulence and the mood of sweetness, both. Therefore they prayed, O Bhagavan, please conceal your form. Therefore Hari Bhakti described that the Supreme Lord came in Prakriti Shishu, like an ordinary baby form. Then Bhagavan orders, O Vasudev Maharaj, take me there to Gokul. So Vasudev Maharaj, he took baby Krishna on his head and crossed the Yamuna here. Maharaj, I could not catch everything. So there are some conflicting arguments. What happened? One jackal was going across first to show Vasudev Maharaj the water here is very shallow. That jackal was Sankarsan. Therefore, was Yogamaya Devi. So some people say the water of Yamuna rose to touch the feet of Krishna. But Pujya Bhagavad Maharaj saying in this there is not complete conception, because Kalindi, she serves in the mood of Madhuri Ras. And then Vasudev Maharaj, he serves in the mood of Vatsalya Ras. Therefore there may be some conflict. Therefore other Swamis have described, because Swami described that Krishna disappeared in the Yamuna there.
No. कृष्ण ने जंप नहीं किया, पैर लटका
So, Krishna, take it, what Maharaj said I couldn't understand. So, So then Krishna put his feet and touched the Yamuna, and Yamuna was satisfied and came down. So Krishna had previously ordered Yogamaya to take birth there in Vrindavan as my smaller sister. So when Vasudev Maharaj went there, Yasoda could not understand she had given birth to two children.
Mathuresh Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Nandan returned back to Mathura, and Prajesh Yashodanandan Nandanandan Vaishya Akarke
from Yamuna.
Yes.
Oh, that's the idea. So the idea is, from there, in the middle of the Yamuna, when Mathuresh Krishna returned from there back to Mathura, and Vrajananandan came at that time. Some different conceptions. So, that time, Mathuresh Krishna returned back here to Mathura, and Vrajananandan Krishna was there, manifested from that time. So comes Maharaj, he'd been waiting a long time. He'd been completely thinking of Krishna in the mood of fear. Actually comes with one of the first persons to know that Krishna would appear in this world. So since before the appearance of Krishna, he had been too much thinking of Krishna in the mood of fear. Bhagavatam describes he used to see the form of Krishna, Bhagavan Vishnu, with the Sudarshan chakra in his hand, everywhere. Therefore 10 months, first the seventh child he was waiting so many years. Then when he heard that the child was crying, he came down. Vasudev Maharaj had returned with Yogamaya on his head and the rest of the Leela that is manifested here. So the main point being, here in Mathura, there is some mood of opulence mixed with the mood of Madhurya. There is some feeling of sankalpa, means some feeling of shyness, some feeling of restriction, a little bit lacking of mamata, some hesitation in their free flowing of emotion, because the mood of opulence is present here in Mathura. But in the mood in Vrindavan, that mood of opulence is completely covered by the mood of sweetness. Therefore the Brijvasis have no sankalpa, no feeling of hesitation towards Krishna. Therefore two types of bhakti, sambrambhava bhakti and vishrambhava bhakti. Sambrambhava means with hesitation, with some fear, and vishrambhava means no hesitation, complete seva and mamata.
Krishna ordered me, and the assembled Vaishnavas have requested and suggested that we speak a little from Bhagavad Gita, because we're hearing some of the intimate details, some of the secret elements of the pastimes of Krishna, but in Bhagavad Gita, and for the purposes of explaining this pastime and this Leela to the people in general, for the wider audience, we're attempting to introduce to this path of bhakti, they must first come to understand Krishna's description of his own birth and purposeful appearance from Bhagavad Gita. And in the fourth chapter, Krishna explains very clearly his general mission. Paritraya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkatam dharma samstapanarkaya sambhavani yugayuge. I'd like to know, out of everybody here, how many of you are reading any Bhagavad Gita and preaching to people about Krishna from this particular verse? Is anybody here preaching? Does anybody here sell books or preach? Huh? Raise your hands.
I know Dhamma Maharaj is.
Some of the boys here. Anybody? Okay, one thing. We are here. It's revealed to all of us. What? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Guru Dev is revealed to all of us very special and secret aspects of the tattva, Krishna tattva, specifically his appearance. We've been hearing this from Sri Paditirtha Maharaj. But for us, and for exposing the people in general, before they can understand any of this, they have to understand the basic janma karma chamejivyam eva yo veti tattvataha. Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita that one first must understand the transcendental nature of my birth and my activities. This is key. Why? Why is it so important? Well, last night, we were hearing about the teachings of Bhattacharya and how his mission and the mission of our other sampradayas was to defeat the conception of Mayavad. Well, Mayavad stands firmly on the platform, on the foundation of thinking that Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's birth, Krishna's body and appearance, activities are all mundane and material. Yes, Krishna may have been a very great historical personality, but he was still a material personality. They have no conception of the transcendent nature of Krishna and his pastimes. So, when we read these principles, these bhakyas, you could almost call them Mahabhakyas of Bhagavad Gita, these will reveal to us in theory and basic tattva form that whatever Krishna is saying, whatever he's describing, this is transcendental. Haratattva, higher lila, higher lila. And if you want to understand and gain strength and appreciation for the higher lila, you must first become fixed with Shraddha in this basic premise. So, when I asked before, how many of you have read Gita, how many of you are preaching, how many of you would like to do it? You're not doing it now, I guess. But without this, without this preaching activity, you won't be able to enter into this lila appropriately. And why not? How do we enter into Krishna lila? Well, you cannot approach Krishna lila, understand Krishna, except through the grace of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, you can't approach him without gaining the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu represents full Guru Tattva. Without him, without the principle of Guru, and without serving one's art, becomes a whisper. And the of Krishna's appearance, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, was to demonstrate to the entire world the beauty, the attraction, the unparalleled sweetness of the pastimes of Krishna in his Braj Leela, in his full original form as Shaiva Sundara, Vrajendra Nandana, Nanda Nandana, Yashoda Nandana. And Mahaprabhu came to reveal that and to offer us the same mode of Braj praying. But Mahaprabhu exhibited the pastime of preaching, of teaching this to everyone, of attempting to liberate the souls. And he gave that order to his most confidential servants, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, to take that task up. And our sampradaya has taken this mood on as its heart and soul. And our principal, our great acharyas, have all manifested this manavishta, this intense inner mood and desire to preach and spread this understanding out of compassion. Because they are tadatmic with the mood of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I was told to speak some about Krishna Leela, but Mahaprabhu and Krishna Leela, they're the same. And this is my little understanding. Thank you.